Song of the Bellbirds, written by Anne McCullough Rennie and read by Hannah Norris. Sister Angelica was delighted with Lizzie's progress, particularly her insistence on learning Spanish songs. The exciting Latin rhythms gave an added flair to her repertoire, and her energy and obvious pleasure in performing them enchanted her audiences. Over the next 8 months, Lizzie won two more singing competitions and came second in a third. Safe in her bush hideout one afternoon, Lizzie stuffed a 5-page letter to Eduardo in its envelope, then lay back smiling happily. Adjusting one of the tiny pony-shaped gold earrings he had sent her last week, she stared up at the thick green canopy, watching the light sparkle on the leaves. It had been a long and exhausting 2 weeks, racing off to a competition in Brisbane, then another in Townsville, and now Sister had entered her for the Pacific Aria Contest, the most prestigious opera competition in Australia. Shutting her eyes, she listened to the bellbirds calling high above her, but her heart was too full of happiness to rest. She sat up and listened again, then started to hum. Pleased, she hummed again, this time adding an interval of a seventh, always a poignant unfinished sound. With a little gasp of pleasure, she reached for her notebook and scribbled down the words that sprang into her head. Excitedly, she wrote down the melody, then sang the phrase again, experimenting with notes. Her voice chimed with the tiny hidden bellbirds, the notes tumbling from her lips, her fingers not working fast enough for her brain. She sang the tune again, scribbling and humming, changing the words and beating her fingers against her tan legs until she was happy. Finally singing the short song through, she lay back with a sigh of satisfaction. "That is for you, my darling," she said with a voluptuous sigh, imagining the soft touch of Eduardo's fingers on her skin, reliving the magic that they had shared in the bush. "Song of the Bellbirds, that's what I'll call it," she said aloud, a shiver running through her. She sang the opening bars again, her expression dreamy. Finally, after a long time, she stood up and brushed the leaves from her dress. Hurrying back to the school, she spent the next 3 hours working on the melody, struggling with the accompaniment, finally slamming the piano lid down in disgust. Despite her dissatisfaction with the accompaniment, she proudly showed her composition to Sister Angelica at her next lesson.